answer any questions you have about us as well. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name's Joe. My name's Charlie. Am I speaking with Joe?
Yep, that's him. Or me.
Hey. I know. Sorry about that. How you doing, Joe?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You were speaking with my colleague about first page placement on Google. Did you have any questions on how it works and how it benefits your business at all?
Yeah, I'd be curious. I've tried our website built through GoDaddy, and I've tried the, what do you call that, the SEO stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, not very good at it.
Okay.
So
there's
yeah, I was
two...
actually...
Sorry about that. I just want to let you know there's two sides of the SEO. There's one for the website, and then there's also one for a Google Business listing. Do you know which one you were doing?
I think it was the actual website.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
But I think it'd be more beneficial to have the Google page than the website.
Yeah. And then, hold on, I just want to see something here. You're in PA. Okay, cool. And are you doing anything else than just try to do SEO services for yourself?
I just recently started a Twitter page and a Facebook page and a YouTube channel.
Nice. Okay.
New to
awesome. Awesome. So I do see you do have you've already registered with a Google Business profile, correct? You already opened one up?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We have one.
Okay. So we'll help you get verified there. That way you'll get like that little blue check mark. That does make you look a little more credible to your customers as well. I do see you guys have really good reviews, so we'll help you continue that process so it can just go up and up. You did say you do have a Facebook page. Can you kind of share with me what you're doing on there?
So the Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I pretty much just do the same post on all of them. I'll do a short video or a picture of our project that's in progress and then, you know, the wrap-up pictures and all that.
Okay. And then do you specifically like to do work in a certain area, like a certain zip code because the profit margins are higher? You know, you can charge higher prices that way. Like, kind of give me a little runaround on how you guys target people.
So I don't really know if we specifically target, I guess we would probably be middle class and up is who our target would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I don't have
okay.
that much experience with marketing and all that to kind of answer that.
Okay. All right, so well, when you tell me that, it does kind of narrow it down, right? So like you can target specific zip codes that, you know, where middle class people live and where higher end people live. So we'll be able to put you in front of those people. So that way you're doing more of those kind of jobs instead of jobs where you maybe have to underbid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And right now, how does your workflow look? Are you booked out? Are you're slow? How does it work?
We typically stay about a month ahead booked out.
Okay, cool. And you're looking to get more jobs and kind of grow your business, or what are you looking to get out of?
Right now, there's just two of us, and I kind of set myself a goal of a year from, actually we said it yesterday, that we want to have our own estimator who's in-house, and then eventually I'd like another team of carpenters. So I do want to grow within the next 2 years, so we do need a lot more volume than what we're getting.
Okay. So, and you did mention it's just you two right now. So because you guys are booked out for a month, right, you said? Month and a half?
Yep.
Is that because you guys only have two people? And you can only do, obviously, you can only do construction work at, you know, at a pace. You know, it can't be expedited.
Yeah.
But if you had a team of, three or four, would that help you guys kind of acquire more jobs a lot faster?
So, yes. And we are starting to utilize subcontractors. It's hard finding a good sub that you can trust when
for
you're not
sure.
there.
Yeah.
So we are looking into that so that we can do more volume and we can have more jobs completed more than one at a time.
Right. Okay. Awesome. And then also too, like if you need help with hiring, we can help you run advertisements out to hire into your business. And we've done that with our clients before where we get them quality people that come in and then they actually start working. They're not people that's going to cost you money. They're people that have the experience. You don't have to do much training, right? I mean, that's definitely what you want in your business, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so how things work here is, like I said, you already have a Google Business Profile, which is awesome. You're already ahead, one step ahead of everybody on that end. But how it works is we get that Google Business Profile populating in the areas that you want, okay, on that first page. So when somebody is searching for your services, you're coming up, and now they're calling you guys direct. I do see that you have an Angie, please. Are you guys still doing that?
Angie's?
HomeAdvisor?
No, Angie's, to be nice, sucks.
Okay. I would agree, I'm not trying to talk bad about any other company or anything, but we do get a lot of people that come to us from Angie's leads because they were promised they were going to get all these leads, but they say leads and they think it's customers and they're like trying to chase people around, texting them and calling them three times a day to get, and they actually vet them out to other people. So, you get the, well, I already got an estimate or I already have somebody type deal. And it's like, well, what am I paying for? Right.
Yeah. I mean, we did it for a month and a half. We spent $1,200 and I think I had one person actually respond. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, we'll never use Angie again and I won't talk good of it.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I mean, you could look it up on your own, but you can type in, HomeAdvisor, because HomeAdvisor and Angie Leads are actually one company now, but they're actually being sued by business owners because they promised them, they're basically getting sued for false promising lead generation. So if it makes you feel any better, they're kind of getting the end of the stick. They're kind of getting the payback to them. It's tough for sure, especially when you're paying that amount of money for something. So how it works here, like I said, somebody that's searching for your business, your services that you offer, I mean, you guys do a variety of stuff. Just like AC services in itself, right? Let's say somebody's searching that in the area, your business would populate on the first page and they would call you directly. Okay, so it's not like, no one's getting vetted out. They're exclusively yours. You're not going to have to chase them down and text them three times, call them twice in a 15-minute span. They are calling you, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what we do best here is we like to go above and beyond for our clients. So what we do also, and I'm glad you opened up your Facebook business account, is the people that go to Google and they just want to kind of look around because they want to get a project done, but maybe they're not ready yet. We retarget those people on Facebook. So now when they see you on Google and they see the reviews and then they go to their Facebook and go to their timeline and story, we actually retarget them there and they're actually more inclined to buy then because they've seen you multiple times. So we've actually had like a nine times greater return on investment with getting the Facebook ads retargeting to the specific group. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we also set up a tracking system for you, so you'll be able to see everything that we do. All right, we're like an open book. We like you guys to see. We like you guys to see what you guys are being listed for on Google. So in your surrounding areas, you'll be able to see that. If you want to target a different service, we can get you on the first page for that service as well, right? And then you'll also be able to see how many clicks you're getting from Google and Facebook, and, you know, you can be able to convert that into sales, right? You'll also be able to track the calls coming in from Google, okay?
Okay.
So now you'll be able to see, like, who's coming in and things. Is this really working, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So my colleague JR did say that we are looking to fill this listing today. We do have that exclusive spot available. Now, what we do is we do only month-to-month pricing, okay? So there's no long-term contracts. We'd like to prove it to you guys each and every month that we can bring you the results. Because nobody likes staying in a bad relationship, right?
Yeah.
So, but we've been in business for 18 years. We're Google Premier certified partners. So we have a 97% retention rate after that first month. Okay. So customers do that come to us, they do see the benefit and the results coming in, and they don't just stay with us month to month. They stay with us long term. They like that month to month deal. But we have customers that have been with us for 5-6 years, so they just understand and they love it, right? So everything here is set at a flat rate, so it's not like Angie's where you have to pay per lead or anything like that. It's a flat rate and it never goes up. Your pricing would be set at a $299, so $299, and that's just month to month, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I did take off, we usually have a service fee, like a programming fee, but because you already have like your Facebook set up, you already have your Google business set up and everything like that, that legwork is done for us, so I'm actually going to cut the service fee for you. Instead of it being like $398 one-time fee, I'm just going to give you the monthly fee at just $299, so you can get started because you kind of already did the legwork for us. You know what I mean? Yeah, so appreciate it. You're making it better on us.
So that is more
than one. Love.
Yeah, exactly, right? You're a man of all trades. You do it on the internet and you do it on the construction side as well. So this is like a month-to-month service, and this is an exclusive listing. I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of this opportunity and help us get you more clients through the, you know, premier channels, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So I do need to make sure that everything's correct with your Google business account, because last thing I want is to have confusion there. Keystone Remodeling and Construction LLC. That is the correct name, right?
Yep, that's a very long name.
That's okay. You do have a website here. Hold on. So I see your website here. Did you build the website yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Who'd you build it with?
That is through GoDaddy.
Okay. Do you like this website?
I'd like it to be a little better. I wanted my website to be able to kind of vet people out. Get the so-called tire kickers not to call me.
Yeah. I get you.
So, yeah, I would like to update it, put some pricing and things like that on there.
Okay, because we do websites as well. You know, we do custom websites that we can help you with. Now, obviously, this website would go down, and we would be able to build you a brand new one, but we can build it where people could basically opt in. Is that something that you would want and give the information there? We could have your pricing page on there.
Okay. Is that something that we can explore a little later, or?
Absolutely. Yeah, whenever you're ready, we could do that for that also. We could kind of keep it here, and then, you know, once you see the results coming in, you could be like, hey, let's try the website. And I'll actually send you some websites when we're done here. I'll send some custom websites that we built, so you can kind of just take a look at them as well.
Gotcha.
Okay. So let me get back to your Google Business Profile, because like I said, I did see that that website there. So cool. So the business address I have is 753 Pearl Avenue. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's just my house. I have an office in my basement that I've built.
Okay.
We don't do anything there. Everything we do is at someone else's house, so.
Right. I wasn't thinking that you guys build a house at your house and then take it over and then plant it in the ground.
I have Google Analytics, and it's surprising how many people ask for directions, you know.
Yes. It's funny. Well, you know, some people have brick and mortar like offices that they can come in and stuff, but I mean, you guys are a service-based company where it's like, you just call us, we come out, we'll do a bid or estimate on what you want, and then we go from there. It's that simple.
Come to you.
Yeah, exactly. Don't waste your gas. We got it. Do you guys charge like a service fee or something like that to go out and do a bid on something, or do you do like free estimates?
If the job is, let's just say you want to redo your kitchen, no, I'll come out for free. If you want to add a two-story addition, we'll have to do some type of fee.
That's a bigger estimate for sure. You guys probably
so
have to get
it,
like...
It depends on the size of the job.
Okay. So it varies, which is cool. All right. And then what's your city name?
Mannheim.
Mannheim, PA, and then I didn't want to mispronounce that. That's why. Mannheim, PA, and then business zip code I have here is 17545. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then phone number that the business, I just make sure this is correct, it's 717-209-2650.
Yep, that's what we're on right now.
Okay. Awesome. Just want to make sure. And then, Joe, what's your last name?
It's going to be Freemer, and that's F-R-E-M-E-R.
F-R-E-M-E-R.
Yep.
Awesome. And then what's an email, so that way everything here will be sent to you in writing when we're done?
It is just Joseph at keystone-remdl.com.
Okay. Joseph at Keystone, and it was dash?
Yep.
And then what was the last name? I'm a slow typer.
Oh, you're good. R-E-M-D-L.
D-L.com, right?
Yep, just an abbreviation of remodel.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Okay, and let me just make sure this is correct, really, right? Hey, if it works for you, it works. All right, give me 1 sec here. And then, Joe, do you go by Joseph or do you go by Joe? Which one should we, because you're going to get on a call with my onboarding team. I'm going to set up a meeting with you when we're done here. That way they can go into deep detail on, like, you know, the services you offer, all the zip codes that you would like. So that way we could put you in front of the right people. So, you know, when those Facebook ads hit in 7 to 14 days when they're done, we're getting in front of the right people. There's no, like, miscommunication, okay? So I just want them to address you correctly.
I mean, most people call me Joe, so that would be fine.
Okay. All right, then I'll keep it here. And then PA, that's Eastern Standard Time, correct?
Yes, EST.
I know sometimes we have those daylight savings. It just depends on state by state who does it and who does it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. All right. So everything will be sent. So when we're done here, everything will be sent to you, invoice, everything like that, straight to Joseph at Keystone-Remodel, and that's remdl.com. Okay, so that's going to go over to you. One thing we do here, Joseph, is we set up security questions to protect you and us. So how it works is if you were to call in because you're like, hey, I have an idea, I want to, you know, target a different city, or I want to target a different keyword, you would call in. We'd say, okay, Joseph, like, what's your mother's maiden name, for example? You would tell us that password, and it would unlock your account, right? Same vice versa. If somebody's calling you, like, claiming to be Local Splash, and they don't ask you that, that's not up. Hang up. don't be fooled. So I got three questions you can ask. You can have one of them. So it's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and then your pet's first name.
We'll do the pet's first name.
Awesome. And then what is that pet's first name?
That is going to be Jack.
Jack. And was that a dog that you had?
That's, I have him still. That's a
German Shepherd. Okay. Oh, German Shepherd. Beautiful. I love German Shepherds.
They are a beastly dog.
They are. But they do shed a lot, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You got to vacuum every day. Like.
Yeah. That's hilarious. That is one thing that they do. Okay, let me just make sure this is correct. How long you had him for?
He's, I believe he's 3 years old now.
Okay, so you've had him for a little while. Do you get him as a puppy, or?
Yeah, we got him from a good breeder.
Okay, so somebody that just breeds German Shepherds.
Yeah, so he's a pretty good dude.
Yeah, I know my, I used to have a King Corso mixed with an Italian Mastiff.
Geez, that thing was probably huge.
That thing was like a horse.
Yeah,
you know, when I took it for a walk, I actually put a saddle on her and I would just,
Might as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, those dogs, my buddy has two of them and he did two litters, and I'm like, bro, let me give one. And he's like, okay, there you go. I'm like, you don't find those dogs, like, everywhere. Yeah, so she was as big as my dad's, you could say, Cocker Spaniel, and she was only, like, 3 months old.
What did she end up weighing?
I think she was like 100 and, anyway, I think she was like 130 pounds. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not too bad, but they are beefy dogs. No, not that big. They're very lean dogs, so they're very muscular, but, you know,
so
muscle
just
weight.
Tall.
Yeah, they're just tall, but it beautiful dogs. Beautiful dogs. Highly recommend too. Yeah. Really good family dogs. Really good protection dogs. Like, I mean, so is your German Shepherd, right? Like, the house protection dog. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Nothing but good things about them. So, okay. So
yeah,
I have.
I'm in there uninvited.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing about the King Corsos is that if you're not invited into the house, you just walk in. They become very protective. So like your owner, basically the owner of the house has to like let you in or else they freak out.
For sure.
It's insane. Okay, so I have everything set up here. The only thing I need is how would you like to secure your listing? Would you like to pay that with a MasterCard, a Visa card? Would you like to pay with a credit, a debit?
Let me get out to my truck. I think it's a Visa debit.
Okay. All right. You guys don't have any jobs today or kind of later in the day you guys have something?
I'm currently on site right now.
Oh, nice. Okay. What are you guys servicing today?
Right now, I'm building out a oak staircase.
Nice. Okay. How?
No mistake.
Yeah, no, because that wood is expensive.
Oh yeah.
That is crazy. Is it indoor or is it outdoor?
This is inside her home. We've pretty much gutted her entire two-story house and redid it all.
Okay. Oh man, that's gotta look beautiful with the oak on the inside.
We came in just to do the staircase in a small bathroom and ended up, she liked us so much, we ended up doing the whole house.
She's like, I need you guys. Yeah. Yeah. The woodwork in a house, it just sets the house up for, it just looks amazing. My dad is very good with woodworking, and he actually built from the ground up a full-size bar in his house just with, like, pieces of wood. And it looks like state-of-the-art. Like, people ask him, hey, can you come and build me a bar? He's like, I don't do that for a living. And they're like, but we'll pay you. He's like, I can give you kind of like the plans I got, but that's not my forte.
Yeah, really.
But yeah, woodworking is amazing. So oak is, oh man, that's just pristine.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
I do have my, it is a Visa debit.
Okay. It's a Visa debit. Okay. And then I'm ready when you are for that number.
All right. 4034-9300-9895-7947.
Okay. Can I read this back to you just to make sure I have it correct?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so I have 4034-9300-9895-7947.
You got it.
Cool. And then the expiration date you have?
02/26.
02/26. And then the 3-digit code.
That is going to be 329.
329. Okay. And then alright. And then, so Joe, before I do, you know, make any processing payments right now, I want to walk you through is what we call the voice verification recording. And the reason is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it is an added protection for you that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice once we're done here, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through this. If you don't understand something or, you know, it just sounds weird and you want me to repeat it, let me know. Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? I'll rephrase it for you, and then, you know, that way you can understand. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Cool. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Keystone Remodeling Construction, LLC.
Nice. Please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Freemer and owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on this billing for this account, yes? Awesome. Excuse me. To get results as fast as possible, Joseph, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, Joseph, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the calls is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the pet's first name, Jack. So that's why we set that up, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 11th, in a non-refundable amount of $299. Okay, when you're second payment is complete, you will automatically renew each month on the 11th in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue this agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and that'll be in the email when I send it out to you, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, Joseph, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to set up a call with you, with my onboarding team. When would you be available?
Would I be able to do this on a Saturday?
So we are closed on Saturdays and Sundays. We're open Monday through Friday. But you're East Coast or West Coast. So would it work better if I set it up like 3 p.m. Monday? That would be like 6 p.m. your time.
Yeah, that actually worked perfect.
Okay, so let me do this. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to set this up. Now, you should have received a text message from us. Did you receive that? It should be coming from an 877 number while I set this up for you.
Let me look.
Yeah.
No text message.
Okay. Here, let me see what happens here.
Oh, wait, no, I just got one right now.
Okay. So it should say, okay, yeah, I resent it. So it should say, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email we have on file. That's the text message, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
You sent you a copy of your invoice to email. Yep.
Yeah, click that link right there. That's our terms and conditions.
Okay.
And then at the bottom of the page, there's a checkbox right there. Check that box off. That's just saying that you're the cardholder, you know, you're authorized to make this transaction. Click that and then sign your name. I put it as, you know, Joe, because that's what you said. So just put your Joe and then your last name. Hit submit, and it should take you to a login page. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, yep, I'm there.
Okay, so this login page, this is what I was talking about when I was saying that we build you a custom tracking system so that way you're able to see everything we do. So after your onboarding call, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to email you those credentials. And with a link, obviously, you don't have to keep that open. but we're going to send you a link with your login credentials. You'll be able to log in there, and then you'll be able to start seeing everything start populating, okay? So make sure that you log in there and you check, you know, how well Google's doing, how well Facebook's doing. If you have anything, any questions, any concerns, like I said, reach back out to us on the 877 number. And then we'll be able to answer that stuff. Now, we do a good job here with following up with you as well, like month to month, to make sure you're getting the best out of the service. So you will, like I said, you will be hearing from us. That's why we said, like, answer emails and phone calls from us. But if you have any other questions, don't be afraid to reach out to us.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, so right now I have it for 3 p.m. my time. I have it for 6 p.m. your time. I sent you an email. It's coming from a Google Calendar. Okay. Go ahead and accept that, and then we will be set as far as for that onboarding call with you.
Okay. And then I'm guessing that's just pressing yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it'll send me an email. Yeah, it'll send me an email on my team, like, hey, you know, you confirmed it, we're set to go as well. They'll confirm it on their end also in a little bit. And then we'll be starting to rock and roll with you on Monday with all the information here. I'm gonna send my team over everything you have. Quick question. You said you signed up with Facebook, you made that business account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's just your business name, Keystone Remodeling and Construction LLC from Facebook?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just going to let them know. They're going to take a look at everything, and then they're going to make sure everything's okay. And then, like I said, they're going to be contacting you around 6 o'clock, okay? I would give them around 6:15 to call you, because we might have somebody an hour before you that takes a little longer. They might have more questions for them. So they're really good at getting in that window, that 6:15 for you. Give them about 30 to 45 minutes to ask you all the questions, but give yourself about an hour. And then that way, if you have any questions, you can ask them and they can answer anything as well. Okay?
Sure. Sounds good.
All right, Joe, do you have any other questions for me?
No, you are thorough.
All right, Joe, I want to say and be the first one to congratulate you and tell you, you know, welcome to Local Splash. We are family over here, so we're definitely going to be keeping in touch and making sure you get the best possible results you can possibly get, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, man. I will talk to you soon, and I hope you have a great weekend. And be careful with that oak.
Hey, you have a good weekend, too.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.